Time now for your emails and web comments. Many of you wrote after hearing our conversation with Eva Moskowitz about classroom size. Steve Kistler in Kentucky sent this email. Your guest is suggesting that 30-something kids in a room is as acceptable and effective as 20-something. Based on 23 years of experience, that is simply not true. We all know that we need classroom management, but the teachers and kids can accomplish more with increased face time. The money saved is usually not spent on field trips and such enriching activities. It's used to patch holes in insufficient budgets. Individual teachers and kids are not gaining from larger classes. Joseph Ferrybach in Massachusetts had a different experience and wrote, I can't argue whether 25 or 40 students in a class is appropriate, but as an instructor forced regularly to teach 150 students in a class and can't know any of them by name, I can say there are upper limits that should not be exceeded and that anything above 100 makes no sense. Finally, staying with our theme of education, we discussed different ways to pay for college at a time when many prospective students are getting their acceptance letters and other letters, too. Amy Smith in Idaho Falls was listening and sent this email. Our son graduates this May with $120,000 education for which he paid $20,000. This is because we found a great education specialist who helps students in our area make sure they are the students the college wants. She was able to make sure that we were in the front of the line for scholarships and for financial aid. After working with her, our son chose to go to a state school rather than George Washington, where he would now be in debt for $90,000 for the same degree and classes. Yes, we did pay for her advice, but she also saved us tens of thousands of dollars above what her cost was. If you have a correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me there, @NeilConan, all one word, and you can find any of our programs you may have missed at our website. Just go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Tomorrow, a new biography of Malcolm X challenges what we thought we knew about the life and death of one of the pivotal figures of the 20th century. Join us for that tomorrow on Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.